AMC's Mad Men, The End of an Era. This Sunday, the show begins its final season, winding down one of TV's biggest dramas. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says the first episode of this last season centers on characters who desperately want to change but somehow never do.
If Mad Men has a mission statement, it's probably this. The times may change tremendously, but people rarely do, even when they really want to. Consider hotshot 60s-era ad man Don Draper, who has ended two marriages with his wandering eye. As Sunday's episode begins, he's whispering to a beautiful younger woman who's only wearing lingerie and a very special coat.
I've never worn mink before.
It's chinchilla, and it costs $15,000. How does that make you feel?
Nervous.
You're not supposed to talk. Just show me how you feel.
Viewers quickly learn there's more to their interaction. Still, the message is clear. Old habits die hard. Just ask Mad Men co-star Elizabeth Moss, who spoke during a recent press conference about her character Peggy Olson, an always cautious, sometimes frumpy workaholic.
I think the thing I'm most surprised by is that she hasn't changed in a lot of ways, which I think goes for the same for a lot of the characters, and that's part of our story in this last season, is that people do change, but there's a lot of ways they don't, unfortunately.
Sometimes Mad Men's characters find the world won't let them change. That's a problem for Joan Harris, a beautiful former secretary who's now a partner in Draper's firm. Here, she's trying to convince a male executive to help with a client that makes pantyhose.
Do you wear them, Joan?
I do. I think anyone would be equally interested in the price per unit.
Why aren't you in the brassiere business?
Excuse me?
You should be in the bra business. You're a work of art.
And when Joan vents to Peggy about the insult in an elevator, she gets a surprising response.
I don't know. You can't have it both ways. You can't dress the way you do and expect...
How do I dress?
Look, they didn't take me seriously either.
So what you're saying is, I don't dress the way you do because I don't look like you. And that's very, very true.
Mad Men creator Matt Weiner says the show's final stories echo an old truism about period pieces. They're never really about the times they portray. They're about the times in which they are made.
To see the turning away at the end of 1968, all of these movements for change being squelched, people being assassinated. Well, at a certain point, everyone's like, enough already. I can't do anything about the world. It's time to turn inward. And that's what I felt about the end of the decade, and I do feel that's going on right now.
Mad Men leaves a tremendous TV legacy as the first original series hit for AMC, which also aired Breaking Bad and The Walking Dead. Weiner says the key is to never, ever do quite what the audience demands.
Sometimes people have to be protected from what they want to see happen. To delight them with a surprise or whatever, you can't just, like, give them everything that they want.
That's right, America. Matt Weiner knows how to entertain you better than you do. So sit back and enjoy his last 7 episodes of Mad Men, a masterclass on innovative, uncompromising television. I'm Eric Deggans.